Hello and welcome to the second in this special series of collaborations between Maurice Lacroix and Monocle, putting the spotlight on people that embody entrepreneurship and authenticity. This month we welcome Barcelona-based furniture designer and manufacturer Pepe Andreu to the studio, whose workshop combines artisan traditions with very contemporary design. Pepe, welcome. So you make some truly beautiful designs. For our listeners who don't have them in front of them, how would you actually describe what you do in your design process?
Well, my designs, I think, are an evolution from classical furniture. I've been restoring and getting to know the secrets and the joints and the construction of antique furniture. And it just made me think about other possibilities and how it could have been done or how could I do it instead. I started to think about studying more specific styles and history of art, painting, sculpture, decorative arts, painting, furniture world. I think that the difference between my design and others is that you can feel a very remarkable classical influence. If you look at my furniture and you walk around it, you get the feeling of what you're seeing, you have seen already before from some views. But you suddenly discover that some solutions are new and some part of the furniture look breaking the classical rules.
So you have this very in-depth background in restoration. How did you move from that into actually envisioning your own designs and bringing them into being?
Regarding the way I work, the apprenticeship, it's something that started when I first started in a workshop learning how to restore. So the way I work is more related to classical way of working than nothing else that I have learned in Italy or England. What I learned there was I discovered the liberty that you can achieve if you introduce your own ideas and your own solutions. In restoration, you're continuously rebuilding, recreating missing parts of the furniture restoring. So you keep on discovering things, joints. Suddenly one day I built one of the tables, the ASPA table, and I realized it was a good solution.
And what about the actual production process? How do you actually go about making one of these new things that you've envisioned?
When I get an idea or start to develop a new design, I'm afraid I don't follow modern ways of working. I don't know how to use a computer. I do fast sketches in a notebook, and when I think I have the key of the look of the new chair, whatever it is, I straight away start to build it, to do prototypes. And then when I can do many prototypes, when I finally get every solution and I think the proportion is right and the piece is going to be comfortable, then is when I build the last prototype.
So you clearly approach your work very strongly from a design background, but also from a kind of understanding of manufacturing and from the restoration. So how does having both of these skills, design and manufacturing, how does that help you do your job in a way that maybe other designers aren't doing?
Cabinet maker skills are wide enough. I know what is it possible to do and what not. So I know which are the limits for different types of furniture. And since I've seen so many different pieces, styles, materials, then I have a close idea of which the proportions should be and where the other problems in terms of being comfortable or being well finished. What kind of material do I have to use to get the finish I wish to get? So maybe that's the difference.
So the quality of materials is obviously really important in what you do, and you've got a real passion for the materials you use. Can you tell us a bit more about how you select materials and how you go about using them?
Mm-hmm. I like very much to mix different types of wood, because I feel that every wood has a different look, but not every different type of wood, but every piece of wood, even if they are the same kind, because the veneer is completely different, could be different. The light, the shine, the different shades and deepness of the transparencies. So they kind of have a soul. So mixing them, they speak to you somehow. You can even make a twist with the combinations, like in the A chair, the back is in walnut and the rest of the chair is, I don't know if it is the way you name it in English, is etimoe, which is an African wood. So it's a matter of trying to make it a unique piece, like classical furniture generally are. Since they are handmade, handcrafted, they are all a bit different. And that is something that I believe has a special touch to it.
That's great. And finally, what are the future plans for your design? Are you going to be bringing out any new ranges anytime soon?
As soon as I have a chance, I'm going to develop the plastic collection, which is really... This collection is not as much linked to classical forms as the wood collection. And this may be the new project. Plastic is a material which I think is nice because you can get many different colors and you can get different shines and touches and also it's a material which is widely used now, and that's it. But they all have a kind of wood part also. Not all of them, but some have wooden pieces.
Pepe, many thanks for joining us. That was the second in our special series of collaborations with Maurice Lacroix, and we'll be back with another authentic and inspiring personality next month.